Prologue. 28 years ago. UK Space Agency Research Centre, Swindon. 9:27 p.m. She wouldn't tell Stan. Her instincts, gained over 7 years living with the uncompromising MI6 agent, wouldn't permit her. Though married, albeit secretly, their missions at MI6 took separate tracks. Stan had no clue she was here. He would have stopped her from coming. Soon after, her Audi 8 penetrated the factory's inner core, concealed behind a corrugated metal building with large delivery bays. Nicole Kress knew it could be too late. Her information had been accurate. Andor Heskin, researching with millions of pounds spent on intelligence and future development of space sector technology, had also tried to understand a race of people the government had nicknamed technological operatives, or just operatives. She killed the engine and waited. The whir and rumble of machinery continued as Nicole wound down the window and spied through night goggles for Heskin. His words had hit her like a charging van. If you want me to produce a breakthrough that will isolate your child's DNA structure from data gathers, then I'll need a DNA sample. Those had been Heskin's words for the price of £2 million sterling. Nicole slid a palm over her growing belly. So far, she wasn't showing. She padded her jeans lining and secured the memory stick in her hand with her pregnancy data signature. The child inside her moved ever so lightly at her caress. Why this? Why had she and Stan not seen this coming? But how does one deny themselves a child so precious and so wanted? It was almost too late. If they didn't protect their baby, who would most probably classify as an operative, they would have to hide the child all their lives from data gathers and the government. Nicole checked the rearview mirror, observing the road. Heskin would be here soon. No one had followed her. She then checked her watch, assuring herself she was early, and pulled out a folder from the glove compartment. The risk was obvious from his file. Most secret. For reasons connected to this department, officers have been investigating a leak in the UKSA Swindon Research Department. The possibility the researcher Andor Heskin, in charge of space technology development, may have another source of anonymous funding is paramount. According to his UKSA contractors, few come with his knowledge and skills in turnkey satellite systems, spacecraft platform structure and composites. Officers intercepted a communication about data development on yet unconfirmed space solar power not funded through the UK government. His talent beyond engineering must be explored at all costs before it is too late. We understand a subcommittee has now dealt with the matter. Heavy-lidded eyes stared back at Nicole from a mugshot attached to the file. Being an MI6 operative had its rewards. Information on individuals was at the ready. Movement on the ground stirred her. She glanced ahead at the approaching headlights of a black van as it drew into form. Its lights dimmed when it reached her car's edge. Nicole shoved the file in the glove compartment and opened the door. A man emerged from the black van and slowly strode toward her. Heskin. Nicole. Nicole Kress. Glad you could make it. She didn't like the way Heskin stared at her, as if reading her thoughts. She had come here with one purpose and one purpose only. You've done much research on the operatives and their technologies. How, I won't ask. All I need to know is your algorithm ready? I can't have tech companies or others looking into my baby's data. Ever. A wide grin grew on Heskin's face and he stepped toward her. Let's go inside. Heskin took Nicole by a back door that led them along a corridor. Silence seized the hallways, and the only sense of motion came from the cameras above that swirled conspicuously with every second. Nicole glanced up at them. Andor sensed her unease. No need to worry, he said. I deactivated them. He swiped his card over the reader when they approached a room Nicole assumed was his office. Glancing both ways, Heskin led her in and turned on the lights in the technology lab. Nicole should have known what to expect. By entering this closed-off area of the UK Space Agency, she went against MI6's instructions, but this was personal. Heskin understood mathematical language and its use in developing space technology calculations. He was also trained in other areas in which the government used math to study genetics. He was here on loan. She had read much in his file. He didn't work for the space agency, but was a contractor. Nicole studied the lab, keen on his big data analysis research. Heskin motioned for her to sit down at a table in the lab's rear and illuminated a computer. The sequences aren't ready yet. They will be. I'll protect your child as I promised. That's the agreement you've made with me. When can you confirm MI6 will leave me alone? She leaned forward, drawing her chair closer. How? I'll confirm MI6 arrangements when you show me everything. You're a curious one, Heskin said. I leave no stone unturned. If I'm about to pay you £2 million, you'll tell me how this works. It's all about data and systems. Technology companies will know so much more about our children than you or me in less than 30 years from now. The only way you can prevent this is by isolating our children's data and individual digital signatures before birth. Do you have what I asked you to bring? Nicole thought about the memory stick in her denims. First, I want the facts, she said. In time, companies will track an infant's data way before they are born. Sometimes it could be from the moment of conception, but it'll continue throughout their lives. Human nature has a way of wanting to track and document every aspect of its life, and one day this will backfire. I suspect data firms will gather all this about people and children, and it will be used for profit. Forget about agencies and governments trying to understand your operative child. This will be about anybody having access to an individual's data. Without hesitation, some groups have trialed these databases. I've seen early prototypes. God forbid anyone gets a hold of what the operatives have been able to do in this area of scientific development. How will it work? Nicole said, watching him. Using data points. Data points on babies and children throughout their lives. Multiple technologies will track youngsters in their everyday existences, everything from education portals in schools, medical and dental reports. In my estimation, by the time a child is 16, systems will know more about them than their parents, and then they will be profiled. Artificial intelligence will take over, running predictive and analytics to grab as much data as possible from an individual, and this could take the form of family history, their daily habits, and anything they do in cyberspace. It's not right. If any of my child's data is out there, it'll be the end for them. I've always known the operative's technology is superior, but if the rest of the world is catching up, I can't have that happening. It gets worse, Heskin said. You as a parent will have no way of controlling how your child's data is used, especially when data brokers start appearing and selling it. A knot formed in her stomach. Without thinking, her arms remained tight against her body. Nicole angled away from him. I'll only expunge your files once you assure me the application works and will protect my family. Where will you keep the data? I wouldn't worry about that. I highly doubt that the app will be as powerful as you say. Laskvel has been telling me much about you operatives. You're a strange bunch, aren't you? She wiped beads of sweat from her neck. Mason Laskvel. You brought Laskvel into this? Yes, he's had an interest from the beginning in what you and I are up to. You didn't bring him into the deal, did you? The technology will go to the highest bidder. And if Laskvel is offering a lot more than you are, I might consider it. This time she rose and slammed a fist on the desk. You wouldn't. Shoulders broad, he huffed. Try me. Now let me show you how it works. Heskin turned to the screen and ran through sequences of data protection with her. With the software scrolling through scenarios of future trends around genetics and, strangely, the inner workings of MI6 and all the intelligence agencies, Nicole felt little reassured the knowledge on her child would never be on the open market. Still, she wanted to go one step further. Heskin showed how her child's DNA signature might one day be profiled in ways she could not control, affecting their chance for anonymity. Nicole had to be sure Heskin's application could shield all intelligence on the child's genetics, allowing the child to blend into the world without knowing their background or parents. The technology was sophisticated enough, but if her MI6 employers knew what she was up to, they would sniff their noses. When Heskin had shown her the full workings, everything from how a child's data could be isolated from opt-ins and personal simulation processions, he raised an eyebrow. Do we have a deal? What's that counting over there? Nicole asked. The rate at which technology will improve and impact the human brain. Calculations will become so complex. Nicole bit her lower lip. Something was off. Even as the system isolated information, it backed up the data. This was not what she had asked him to develop. There was a glitch in the operation somewhere in the math. It would not only not protect the child, but also it could destroy their life. Technology would be with them for a long time. No cost was too great to achieve Heskin's goals. Even her job at MI6. Confidence was one thing, ego was something else. One day, an adolescent using a computer application could trigger a brain coma via hypnosis brought on by software. Forget protecting just a child, all children needed protection. In only 30 years it would change. She shot up. In one sudden movement she landed a blow on his chin and dazed him. Esken's head collided with the tiles and he raised an arm, groaning as she moved swiftly. Nicole seized the laptop and made for the exit. She kept moving. No fear, no restraint. No thoughts at all, just plain instinct sending her through blackness. When she approached the door they had come through, the sirens screamed, firing blinding lights in the compound. Gunfire opened on her position and she drew her handgun and discharged a shot. It had taken seconds for her to realize Esken had not come alone. Her concern about his plan had not remained unchecked. Her pulse thundering, she thrust herself in the Audi and fired up the ignition. Gunshots hailed on the windshield, reflecting off its bulletproof glass. With the laptop secure, she knifed off the property. 20 minutes later, she came to a halt at a bridge overlooking the River Tees. Nicole snatched the laptop off the front seat and threw her door open. Nicole hurried and scuttled to the bridge rails. She stared at the steady current. It had to be done. She raised her arms and flung the machine over the bridge. Then she fished for the memory stick from her pocket. Empty.